He's one of the best artists to come from the state of Arkansas. He's got 5 number one hits, 2 Grammy Awards, and 4 nominations. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they provide dependable repairs and massive inventory on heavy-duty parts ready to roll. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols.
Good morning, Joe.
There we go.
We're doing great, buddy. If you can push him up a little bit, Christian, if you can get any more volume out of that, that would be great. So Joe, just to sort of set the plate here for you, we are on the road. We're in somebody's house up on the second floor of their house in a what we call the man cave, and it's a gentleman by the name of Mark Carter. He's a journalist here in town, and
hey,
he was part of our contest. We had about 30 people enter their man caves, so we were looking for the best man cave. One was Razorback-themed. One was non-Razorback-themed, Joe, and this is the Razorback-themed one. And let me just say, I think Joe Nichols would be very comfortable, Roger, in this room. There's posters of Sidney Moncrief back in the 70s. There's pennants from the 1920s. Yep. There's Petrino signed balls, Houston Nutt signed balls, Nolan. I mean, it is, if you walk in here and you're a Hog fan, you feel right at home. And we had, I don't know if we've asked Joe, do you have one of those man caves, Joe?
I do have kind of a man cave that I don't use very often because I'm not home as much as I'd like to be. But I don't know what time I spend at home. I like to spend with my daughters. And I also have a kind of a sports-themed office, music and sports-themed office, that I kind of use the man cave as well. So, yeah, it's the I envy the time and the place, man. Good on you, brother.
What is the of all the memorabilia that you have, Joe? What is your favorite thing, both for sports? It could be non-Razorback, because I know Mark here, he's a big Redskins fan, Washington Redskins fan. He's got some really cool old school stuff from Washington. What's your best, your favorite memorabilia for sports and for music?
Ooh, man, I don't know. For music, it has to be I got a letter from Bucko, and I got it in the mail the day after he died. After he passed away, he wrote me a handwritten letter, and it was just a couple pages, and it was just, you know, a conversation between him and me about, you know, what I was doing and the music I was making, and it was just a very complimentary letter. And he passed away as that was in the mail, so I got that.
Wow.
And Dolly Parton, same thing.
Got
a letter from Dolly that's a personal letter. Those are pretty cool to me. Sports memorabilia, man. I got a few things that are just kind of Razorback specific, and I got a Darren McFadden jersey. I got Vince Young. I knew an equipment manager that knew the equipment manager of Texas. My wife is a big Texas Longhorns fan, and I gave her a Vince Young. I guess it's a practice helmet from his days at Texas. She was excited about that. I got also Darren McFadden jersey. Let's see, some Frank Broyles signed stuff.
Cool.
Mickey Mantle baseball. Yeah.
Oh, that's
things
that's
like
cool.
That. Yeah.
Well, let me just tell you that Buck Owens story, Roger. I know that that's the fact that he wrote that and he passed within.
He gets it while he's already passed.
Yeah. Wow. Do you have that framed on the wall, Joe?
Yeah, I have it. Wow. Yeah, it's framed, put away. Yeah, yep. Oh, and it's written in pencil.
Yeah. Wow,
wrote it
even
in pencil.
Better.
Pretty,
even better. Do you
cool.
have? Do you have the one? You have the one from Dolly framed on the wall too?
No, I have that. You know, a couple of those things are just in like I get some certificate stuff like from the Grammys, from doing like participating in the Grammys. They give you like these things that you put in plaques, and so I got a bunch of stuff like that in. Not in boxes, but are in kind of like shelves that don't have frames yet. Has been like that for 20 years.
That's okay. You're a busy guy. Now, Roger, Roger, I know we've talked about you. Roger was named after Roger Staubach, and so I brought Roger in for the Touchdown Club, Roger Staubach, and you've got something signed and a picture. You got a picture.
I didn't get anything signed, but
I got a picture.
Yeah,
which is the ultimate.
Oh, listen, it's the ultimate. But Joe, you got a guy. I'm sitting right beside Roger Staubach, and I'm 50 at the time. and I'm going, I'm looking at him and I'm thinking, what's it like for that guy to look at this old guy and going, I was named it. And I'm looking at him and it's almost like Chris Farley. I'm going, you remember that time you threw that Hail Mary in Minnesota? And all I heard from him, Joe, was he was Charlie Brown's teacher to me. All I heard was, wah, 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 wah. And then when he stopped talking, I went, you look great. Oh my God! He moved around the other end. I'm old boss after that.
Spit my coffee out, fellas.
That's awesome.
Oh my God!
Awesome. Yeah, man.
That was a great weekend. I think
gold.
I think I mentioned it before. I think my favorite. I got a foul ball, Joe. I grew up in Panama City, Florida. So I used to go see the Braves play quite a bit. So I got to see Hank Aaron hit his 700th home run in person. At that time, only the second person behind Babe Ruth to ever do it. And then I got a foul ball from Hank Aaron. So that's really special to me. And then I got a signed ball from the New York Yankees World Series team, I think in 76. And there must be 15 Hall of Famers. Yogi Berra, their coaches on their players. I mean, so, of course, the other is my helmet, my own helmet.
There you go.
Hit Bo Jackson.
That's exactly right.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
All right, so what's your prediction on the game tonight? Do the Knicks bounce back and win, or does Spurs win another one to make it even?
Yeah, I got a really sad alert here, guys. I haven't watched a single game. I have no idea.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. Admit that. I have no idea. I know that the Wembanyama guy is an unreal freak, and you know, we sure would like to have that on this year's Arkansas squad. But
let's ask
Joe. Joe, the only reason we're asking you about the NBA is because we don't watch it neither.
Yeah.
So we're hoping somebody would.
Let's see if Joe knows this. Let's see if Joe knows this.
I'm hoping you jump in on that one.
Let's see if Joe knows this. All right, Joe. We're going to teach Joe something if Joe doesn't know this. Right. There is a Arkansas connection with the Spurs. Do you know what it is?
I don't. I have no clue.
Corliss Williamson is one of the assistant coaches on the Spurs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, you know, obviously there's activity going on with the Razorbacks baseball and softball. They picked up they signed UCA's best player, who is the all-time home run hitter for UCA. So they picked up him, picked up three pitchers. And then on the women's side, softball, you lose DJ Gasso to Tulsa. And they hire the head coach at Boise State, which is really sort of ironic. You've been a head coach at Boise State for 5 years. You leave there to be the, you know, what looks to be a step down, but you know, when you're playing when you're coaching the SEC, it's really not. You really raise your profile. So he's going to be the new hitting coach.
Yeah. That's great.
I completely saw that program.
Yeah, they actually played Boise this year, and we had
we
beat them. We had Coach Cal on the other day. He was really good. He remember Roger? He sort of defended his
lack of big man.
He really got there pretty quick. Say, hey, listen, this is the way I want to do my roster, and everybody can complain if they want to, but this is the way I've been doing it. And then he came out again yesterday and said, I'm going to have a really young team, 20, 21, 22. I don't know if he tried to get a big man and didn't want to pay. You know, Joe keeps saying, hey, Joe Klein says, you know, you bet to pay $3 to $5 million to get a big man, and Cal didn't want to do that. And so we will see, Joe.
He's looking for another Acuff.
Wait a minute.
Look what I just did here. Maybe he's looking for another diamond in the Acuff. You see what I did there? Oh, come on.
Y'all have a gong? Is there a gong, too?
There's a kid named Davion Thompson who is making his decision today. He's in the class of 2027, but he's going to reclass to 2026. He's probably picking Arkansas.
Oh, is that right?
I don't know. If you can't be excited about the prospects of next year, I don't know what to tell you. We're going to be good.
But he's like 6'2" also, so.
That is the phrase that every Razorback fan says. We're going to be good next year.
Well, that is something that's in our DNA.
Yeah, we say that every year about every team. Yeah.
Go ahead, Joe.
I think the Davion kid is a shooter, like a really, really phenomenal shooter, what I can gather. He's a guard, 6'2", I think, and he's, like, lighting it up. Like you said, 27 reclassed to 26 and would be a five-star in this year's class and considered a specialist as well. We really need shooting with Malik gone. We also need some kind of physical big. We're gonna have a lot of guards, man. We're gonna have a lot of guards, but hey, I guess Baylor did it in what 21. It beat us with all those big guards, just a big guy or two. But it can be done. It's gonna be. We're gonna have to have the right one.
Yeah. I love it. I love it that Joe is Joe taps out and just says, "Hey, listen, I'm not watching the NBA, but I'll tell you about this 17-year-old kid that's going to sign with us."
That's right. I'm very sports specific.
Yes, you are. Well, where we are today in this man cave, this Razorback room man cave,
makes it hard.
It fits. It does fit perfectly.
Absolutely.
So, I do want to thank Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock for sponsoring. Joe Nichols and Trey Reed, Chad and Stephanie Powers, appreciate them. Good people. They will help you out. Any need you need when it comes to your big truck, your heavy-duty truck, they will take care of you. Joe, it's now we get to watch the College World Series, and of the eight teams, five of them are SEC teams. Four of them are on one side of the bracket, the big boys, and then you got Ole Miss on the other. But it's really a dominant showing by the SEC. Of course, Arkansas was 9-5. Against all those teams this past year.
It's kind of made me sad to even think about it. Seems like the SEC is bound to have another team that gets that championship before we do. Looks like Georgia and Texas. Yeah. Texas is one of the favorites, right? I saw them. It's going to suck watching one of those guys win it all. I think one of the teams that hasn't won it ever before. Mississippi State has, Ole Miss has, obviously. I don't know about Georgia, and Texas has.
Georgia actually has a baseball national
team. They do? Yeah. When was that?
They do? Okay.
Is that right? Yeah. I did not know that.
Or maybe not that far back, but 90s maybe. Georgia has one.
Of course, and they got a former Razorback who's coaching
now.
Hey, great stuff as always, buddy. Appreciate you. Thanks for your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely, man. Congrats on that. Okay, we'll talk to you all next week.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Go home.
Go home.
Go home.